Sorry we're a little late. Had a little issue at home that got me here a little late. So, you know, shit happens.
Shit happens.
Shit happens. Otherwise, we're here.
Here.
Episode 2, man.
Episode 2.
Thanks for everybody that's joining in right now.
Yeah, definitely.
We greatly, greatly appreciate it.
Once you're on, throw a little comment down there. Say what's up. Let us know you're there.
Yeah.
We're going to kind of do a little macro video, kind of explain what paleo is, what keto is, what macros are, what types of macros there are, just so you guys can get kind of informed and be a little bit more knowledgeable. Once you're more knowledgeable on it, it becomes a little easier to know not only what to do, but why you're doing it, the reasons behind it.
All of that, like,
yeah, I mean, that's huge. I feel like macros are, especially if you're getting into keto, I feel like macros are super important.
And, I'm sure a lot of people get confused too. A lot of people get confused about the macros.
Yeah.
What are they, and then how the body breaks them down.
Right.
Because that's important.
Yeah.
But yeah, not only that, it's what are they? Count macros, but they don't know.
I don't know what's. Yeah. But how was your weekend? Good?
Yeah, it was good.
Nice. Worked. Fair enough. I have just a kid. So, I took care of my daughter all weekend.
All the Instagram
stories. She's crazy. She's a wild, wild child.
That's awesome.
For 2 years old. A lot of fun, that's for sure.
In case you're wondering what we're drinking, I have. It's in a sail away cup, but no sail away, not right now. It's a caveman hibiscus nitro tea with an attack and a peach alpha brain.
It's a sick combo.
Yeah.
That's a really good combo.
We put it on the menu.
Did you? Okay. And I am drinking a caveman nitro, which is fantastic as always.
Oh, man.
Yeah, big shout out to caveman.
Yes.
For fueling and caffeinating this menu.
That's for sure. I did also just drink an energy drink, so I feel a little wired.
Yeah, just
ready to go. Ready to go for tonight.
All right, cool. So, we'll get started. Whoever's on is on. Whoever's not, catch you on the replay.
Yep.
I'm going to be sharing it as well, so make sure you share it too. We really appreciate it. It takes you like 2 seconds to hit that share button, but it means the world to us. So,
yes.
You just share it on your page, share it in any of your groups. The more people that hear what we have to say, the more people we can educate, and the more people that do everything the way that they should be doing it, the way that's going to work for them.
Yeah.
So, I guess we'll start with macros, or we'll start with paleo and keto?
Let's go macros first.
Macros?
Okay, yeah.
Cool. So, macros, now there's three types of macronutrients. Macronutrients are the nutrients your body actually needs to survive and thrive. So there's fats, carbs, and proteins. Now, since we're going to be tying this into paleo and keto, out of those three macronutrients, and the reason I want to touch on this right away is because a lot of people think like fat makes you fat, and you just stay away from fat, you know, like that's like the old school way of thinking.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, out of all three of those macronutrients, fats are actually the only ones that don't get broken down as glucose and stored as body fat. Carbs get broken down as glucose. Protein's great, but excess protein gets broken down as glucose, which is why protein, which is why keto is moderate protein, not high protein. So, you know, you need those three to kind of survive and thrive. But you want to also make sure you're getting them from the proper sources, too. You know, like, there's fats, good fats, bad fats.
Yep.
There's bad protein, good protein. There's good carbs, bad carbs. So, you know, you want to make sure they're coming from the right sources. You want to make sure you're eating the proper macronutrients for what you're trying to do. You know, and there's a lot of different, you know, there's a lot of different ones. There's macro counting, which is literally just you get a set macro number, and you just make sure you eat within that realm.
Yeah.
You know, there's keto, which is like a higher fat, moderate protein, lower carb, and then there's paleo, which is kind of just we'll go more into that, but that's to understand the macros makes eating a certain way a lot easier.
Yeah, and I think when it comes to like carbs, mostly you have your simple carbs and your complex carbs, and you really want to get most of your diet, no matter what diet you follow, is complex carbs. Because those are the good ones. Those are like veggies and fruits.
Oh,
simple carbs are sugars, and in your body, those are the carbs that you want to stay away from. And when it comes to fats, you want to stick to mostly unsaturated fats, you know, stay away from trans fats, you know, those are your fried foods, baked goods. I know they're really good, but they're really not that good for you, you know. But you want to get most of your fats, no matter what lifestyle you're living, you want to get from good oils, some nuts, avocados, oils. Use olive oil, avocado oil. Suggest outside of those two, because I know those are the two that
olive
I use
oil,
mostly.
What did you say?
Olive oil, avocado oil.
I like coconut oil.
Coconut oil, yeah. I can't believe I forgot that.
Avocado oil is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Great
to cook with.
Yeah, that's the only thing I cook with.
Okay.
Avocado oil always.
There you add me on that. Cooking olive oil.
That's not the end of the world. But that's even more like, that's not even keto or paleo. That's just me just being like super nerdy, just mitochondria and cells. And like, but avocado oil is cool because you can heat it to like 520 degrees before it starts to go bad.
Yep.
So, yeah, the olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, those are definitely the top ones. Grass fed butter, it's not an oil, but it's a lot of food on the topic of cooking with it. It's good to cook with.
Yeah, I love cooking. I mean,
it makes everything tasty.
Either that or avocado oil. I usually always use mostly butter, especially if I'm cooking like steak or pork chops.
Yeah.
It's great to just spoon on top.
Yeah.
Let it sizzle.
Yeah. And you're getting such a
good flavor.
Yeah. Such a great source of healthy fat.
Yeah.
Anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, they're that's good stuff when you're cooking. Awesome. You know, but so I mean that'll segue into what is the keto and paleo.
Yeah, so I just start with keto because I'm a huge fan. Obviously, every social media platform I have is all about keto, paleo. So keto is, in simple terms, I mean, it goes much more in depth, which is one of the main reasons why we do these videos, to educate you. But in simple terms, keto is when you put your body into a fat-burning state by putting it into a state of ketosis. So at first, I just want to start real quick because, if you're in a nutritional state of ketosis, like if you're eating keto just to lose weight or become healthier or tone up a little bit, me personally, I don't believe you have to test your ketones just because it's not super necessary. If you're in more of a medical state of ketosis, like if you're trying to treat seizures or something with it. I'm not a doctor, but I know ketosis is used very wide, very specifically in the medical field. You want to test and make sure you're in a ketogenic state, the number millimolars of ketones. But if you're doing it just to lose weight or be healthy, and you're in a nutritional state of ketosis, you're just eating to burn fat, to become healthier, to improve brain function. So it's a high fat, healthy fat, moderate protein, low carbohydrate type of diet. And it's not no carbs, it's low carb. You know, having said that too, you also have to do what's right for your body.
Yes.
So a lot of people on keto, they're under the impression
what you
it's like, you need to stay under 20 grams of carbs. And it's like, that might be what works for you.
I'm guilty of that.
But I did it too, I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I went from, I was doing natural bodybuilding. I was eating 300 grams of carbs a day. And I'm so all out, no half-ass, all or nothing.
Yeah.
And I dropped down 300 carbs a day to under 30.
Jesus, that's a shock.
I had a huge the worst keto. First of all, for you guys listening or watching, the way I did it is completely the wrong way. You're not supposed to go with that drastic of a change, especially literally overnight. So don't do it like that. I should have weaned myself down slowly from 300 to 200 to 100 to under 30. Over the course of a week or two. So I had a super, super serious keto flu for 2 weeks straight. I was like a zombie. I thought I was on drugs and I was bad. But that's because it's under 30 grams of carbs is not what works for my body. It still doesn't. I can't keep my net carbs under 30. It just doesn't work.
Huh.
You know, so but everyone's different. My dad eats keto. It's 51. know, his metabolism slowed down, so like he really should be responding better to lower carbs. But he eats under 80 grams of net carbs a day and stays in keto. He tests too, so like it's everyone's different. Like you don't have to stay under. There's no set rule that says if you go over 20 grams of carbs, you're done. Keto police come and arrest you. No, like you're not keto.
They are
anymore.
Out there too.
No, they are out there.
The keto police are like they're like the extreme like ketoers, you know? Not even know.
Yeah.
Let's all call them the rest of the ketoers.
Ketoers, yeah.
I think really when it comes to I guess especially when you're eating fats too.
Yeah.
You know, when we were touching on the macros, you know, yes, granted the keto diet is very high in fat and you are technically allowed to enjoy whatever fats you want, but it's also not, please don't go out and eat bacon for your only meal throughout the entire day, because that's just extremely unhealthy. And I'm guilty of it, you know, straight up, because I definitely ate a lot of bacon when I first started.
Yeah.
I still eat a lot, but still, that's besides the point. Who doesn't? But you, like we mentioned in the macros, like you, when it comes to those good fats, you want to get in, you know, avocados, you know, almonds, nuts.
Avocados are probably my biggest source of healthy fats because
they're the best.
I mean,
and you can eat them with everything.
And potassium too. Like for you guys that are starting keto, you're exercising, you find that you're cramping a lot, and you're missing bananas because of the potassium. The sugar content does not outweigh the potassium anyway.
No.
But when you're doing it, you want to make sure that you have to remember too, avocados are high in potassium. So if you're cramping up and you don't want the sugar from the banana, but you want the healthy fat from the avocado and you don't want to cramp, avocado's the perfect way to go.
Yeah.
You can do anything with avocado. You can make it, eat it regular, you can make it guacamole, you can make it a spread, like you can do whatever you want with avocado. You can put it with almost any meal.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think just a tip, you guys want to. You guys really enjoy everything bagels, and you want to, and you're getting off of the bagels for keto. Go to Trader Joe's and pick up the everything but the bagel mix.
Yeah,
it's a game changer. It's a game changer because it tastes like an everything bagel.
It does, yeah.
And you throw that on some avocado or eggs in the morning. You're enjoying. You're in heaven. I love it.
Yeah,
I just read that they might be discontinuing, unfortunately. Because it's been in such high demand, they can't keep it on the shelves.
Yeah, can't keep it up for
production. So they're like,
they probably can't make it fast enough.
No,
it
just flies off the shelves.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be really disappointing.
Like a violent.
everyone's going to Trader Joe's tonight and tomorrow to go pick it up.
Oh, it's so good though.
Yeah, no.
I did keto chicken parm.
Okay.
I did thin sliced chicken.
Cool.
I did no bread or breadcrumbs. I actually put garlic powder and everything seasoning, trying
nice.
To do everything seasoning in the breadcrumbs,
okay.
The breadcrumbs, and then did it with the chicken. And I put pasture-raised organic valley mozzarella.
Okay.
And I used some great little cod pasta.
Nice.
Came out really good. I was like, really
that sounds really delicious. We usually do, I just made a cauliflower mac and cheese with the no foods breadcrumbs on top.
Just took
a bunch of cauliflower, some heavy cream, some cream cheese, and a little bit of cheese.
Yeah.
Just baked it, fried it a little bit, and there's bacon. Of course. There's always bacon.
Yeah.
I baked it up the other night. Came out.
Sounds really good.
It was
delicious. The cream cheese is also a staple in like anything keto.
Yes. Yes. I made keto pancakes. The other morning, and I used like half a cream cheese for
it. Yeah.
And they came out, I didn't have any like sugar-free syrup to use, so I just ate them plain.
Still good.
But it still came out awesome, and they look like pancakes. You can see it on my Instagram, which is at the bottom. Yeah, you guys, by the way, me and Mike's Instagrams are at the bottom, so if you want to follow us, check us out there also.
Yeah, definitely. Post a lot of keto stuff,
paleo
stuff, recipes,
workouts,
you know,
motivation. You know. So, what about paleo? Because I know you said last week that you do keto and paleo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's why I'm a big advocate of both. Like, that's why I post a whole bunch on my Instagram about both. So I do paleo in the winter and fall months, and I do keto in the summer months.
Okay.
Because my body actually doesn't respond well to keto year round. So it stops responding. I find that I did a little experiment. It stops responding at like 6 or 7 months.
Okay. That sounds about right.
You know, and then it kind of
just
all after that.
Yeah.
So, and I did it for a full year to start off with. So now I find that it works better for me than if I do a low carb, low sugar paleo.
Okay.
So I keep my carbs under like 80 grams for the day. If I were to test, I'm probably still in a light state of ketosis.
Right.
But I do paleo in the winter months, lower carb, low sugar, and I go full blown keto in like the 2 or 2.5 months of summer.
Nice.
You know, and that's how my body responds.
Keep my body fat.
Yeah, especially in the summer, like when I'm adding more carbs in. I add all of my carbs, like gluten-free, grain-free,
yep.
Like siete chips, cassava,
okay.
You know, like the almond flour wraps and stuff like that. Like they're carbs, but they're not gluten, they're not grains. And even the cassava is a resistant starch.
That's
so
what I was going to actually ask you since you mentioned that, because I know the papers.
Yeah.
When I was here for the New Year's Eve event, explain the cassava to me, because there's like 42 carbs in that bagel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how is this
not keto?
I was like, how are these still keto? And usually with keto, you know, you break it down between carbs and the fiber and
yeah.
the sugar alcohols, but there's still not a lot. Like, it doesn't break down to like
yeah.
like somewhat keto.
That's the tricky thing with the cassava. Like, there's really no way for it to be on the label.
Okay.
So like cassava is a root vegetable.
Okay.
Either cassava, yuca. Even tapioca starch is used in a lot of keto products, paleo
okay.
products. It's that stems from cassava.
Cool.
So that's a root vegetable. It's a starchy vegetable, but it's a resistant starch. So you don't actually absorb all the carbs.
Okay.
You're absorbing some of them, but not all of them. So resistant starch pretty much is just resistant to digestion.
Yeah.
So
okay.
it actually goes through your colon. It passes through your colon and acts as a prebiotic fiber.
Nice.
So that's what actually makes it really good, especially if you take your probiotic.
Right.
But then that's why the bagels are considered keto, because they usually don't have a very little spike in blood sugar, very little, if any.
Okay.
Depending on the person.
Yeah.
You know, I know people who have tested the bagel and have no spike in blood sugar.
That's good.
I know some who add like a couple points up, which is
okay.
really good.
Yeah, it's not the end.
You know, for something that says 42 grams on the label, you know, we wanted to test it just to make sure, because we're not going to give this to keto. If you give it to someone who's hardcore keto, even if you explain cassava to them, they're going to be like, yeah,
it's keto
no.
points.
Yeah,
it's keto
never,
points.
They're never going to.
They're not going to buy
that. No.
I get that. Okay, that's cool. That's good to know.
Yeah,
you know?
So it's like, it's with the alternatives, I feel like a lot of people don't realize even, a lot of the alternatives even exist.
No.
You know, like that's why keto and paleo, you don't have to, you guys don't have to restrict yourself as much as you might be doing. You might be restricting yourself way more than you have to, because there's so many healthy alternatives on the shelves and on the market right now. You know, like even those things, like they don't taste bad, right? Like,
no,
like
not
it's,
at all.
It's not like that anymore.
No,
you know, like a couple of years ago, if you were to buy something a keto alternative, it probably would have tasted like the cardboard box that it came in.
Yeah,
it's just it's science and food and the food industries have come such a long way, especially those little niche keto and paleo food industries.
Yeah.
Like the food companies, I mean, they've come such a long way.
Blowing up.
Yeah.
Like
there's such a high demand for it. And they want it to taste good. People want it to taste good. So
yeah.
they go out of their way to spend the extra money, get the proper ingredients to make it paleo or keto and make it taste good at the same time. That's like, you know, make sure you research a lot of the alternatives that we have. Like,
yes.
You know, like I could tell, we could go make an entire video on just the alternatives. Like, and it makes it so much easier too, because now you can eat, you know, pizza and cakes and cupcakes and cookies. If you're eating that, you can still eat that. You just eat the keto version of it.
Yeah.
So there's a keto version for
and it tastes good.
Just name.
It tastes good too.
Yeah, it doesn't taste amazing.
Like you said, it doesn't taste like shit anymore. How it used to.
Yeah, it used to be bad.
And what's funny is with the especially with no foods being very keto friendly. Like, I think it was like 2 weeks ago on the Joe Rogan podcast. He blew up the No Foods Waffles.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
And he just started talking about them.
Yeah. He posted about the no foods bread slice a few months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, he always eats elk and jalapenos.
Yeah.
And he put elk and jalapenos on a slice of no bread.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's been
like, wow.
He's been a very big advocate of using that.
And that's why I like Joe Rogan, because he has a good sense of like what's good, what's not.
Yeah.
And he's like not afraid to be like charge this shit.
Yeah.
He'll say it on his podcast. Ooh, ruin that company.
That company's stock just went down the drain.
And then he'll say something cool about no foods. And
now you can't buy no foods anywhere.
Yeah.
It's all sold out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why not have a friend, Brian, shout out to you. He just told me that he was ordering a bunch of no food stuff. And yeah, he said that he heard it on the Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I mean, awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Rogan's the real deal. I love his podcast.
And that's what I like about him.
Yeah.
You know, because he's a big advocate for that.
He's a huge advocate.
So,
yeah.
Him and Brendan Schaub.
Yeah.
Keto Kid. That's what he likes to call
himself. I love his podcasts about keto because they're informative.
Yes.
He's so logical and down to earth about it. You know, like I love like Asprey, right? Like Asprey's cool, but he's so out there in the science world.
Yeah.
That like he's not always relatable. Like
yeah.
Someone who's watching his podcast, like I like that nerdy stuff. So like I enjoy it, but like for someone who's just trying to start, they're gonna get so confused.
Dave Asprey can go.
He gets so
up
deep
and beyond.
Yeah. And it's like, it's cool, but he also is talking about things like that require so much money.
Yeah.
Because he has it.
Right.
Like all these testings that he does and like all that stuff, like he has that to do it. Like a regular person might not have that.
Yeah.
That's why Joe Rogan is like, he has money. Like, he's a down to earth dude. Like,
yeah.
You know, like he's understanding that he might not have all the money to get all these medical tests and all this. So he's, you know, he tells you what to do like in the right way. So
yeah. So I mean, I guess what else do we want to? I guess what about like for people that are like going to the gym, you know? Especially for me, I'm curious too, because when it comes to like pre workouts or like intra workouts and like post workouts, like what are like good like keto paleo friendly like supplements that you take? Because I've always been interested. Because I mean, I've always stuck to C4 or whatever for pre-workout. But for the people that are like hardcore keto, you know, they look at ingredients and they're like, I can't take it.
I like the more natural products, like the product Pow by eBoost. I like that one because it's not like they use like their caffeine is not even synthetic, but their caffeine's from coffee.
Okay.
They have focus ingredients in there. They have the energy, the focus, and it's naturally sweetened. There's no like artificial anything.
Okay.
You know, and it tastes good too.
That's good.
So it's like that's one of my favorites. The Intrablast by Nutribio.
Okay.
It's good for during your workout.
Okay.
So you can drink that.
I did try that.
Yeah,
actually,
you can drink
that.
Good. Yeah, you can drink that during, and there's no sugar in that at all.
Nice.
It's a little bit of sucralose, but they fully disclose exactly how much is in there, which is cool. And for keto, sucralose really doesn't make a difference.
No.
Usually, don't have the little amount they use won't do anything to ketones and blood sugar levels. And that's actually good for keto, too, especially if you're fasting, or if you're training fasted.
Yep.
It has the branched chain aminos in there, it has the essential aminos in there, it has glutamine in there for muscle recovery, and it has an electrolyte blend, which is really cool.
Nice.
Especially for keto, because when you're doing it, when you're doing keto, like you're dropping your carbs that low, you need to replenish your electrolytes. A lot of people don't realize when you drop your carbs that low, your electrolytes kind of deplete with it.
Yeah.
There's nothing to replenish them. You know, a lot of times when you have the proper amount of electrolytes, that can actually kill your keto flu on its own.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
I know that
keto flu sucks.
Keto flu does suck. I did I try to keep up my salt intake.
Yeah.
Especially that's a big thing. You know, and a lot of people freak out about that too.
Yeah.
And you're like, got to increase sodium levels. And
yeah.
It's okay.
It's from like the right, like the pink Himalayan salt.
Yes.
Like, it's so like minerally
dense. Sea salt.
Yeah.
Sea salt's the best.
Yeah.
But I know that keeping your salt intake is huge.
Yeah.
Trying to get over the keto flu. It replenishes your electrolytes, and that's important. Because if you guys don't know, the keto flu is basically when your body is adjusting to a new way of burning energy, and that's now burning fat rather than carbs and sugar, which, you know, is like your insulin levels. So when you start making that change in your body, you start to get some symptoms which of the flu, which is why it's called the keto flu. So you could get like a little cold and sniffles and get headaches and stuff. So
that's what happened to me.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that first week. It was like, oof.
Yeah,
it's like, this. Why am I getting so sick right now? Maybe I should go back to eating.
Yeah. Well, that's why. That's a good point. A lot of people will completely go back to eating carbs because the keto flu scares them.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, holy shit. Like, maybe this is not for me. My body's not responding well to it.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it, and you go through the keto flu and you have the symptoms that Marty was just talking about,
you get past that step.
Trust us. Stick it out.
You're good.
You're good. Once you get over that hill, it's all uphill from there. Once you're over that little hump,
and it really only lasts like a couple of days, a week and a half.
Yeah.
You know, like Mike mentioned earlier, if you're going from extreme carb, you know, intake to a very limited, you know, 5% intake of your macros to just carbs, then yes, it's going to last a little bit longer. But if you're, you know, and that's a big thing too. Gradually increasing, inviting new things into your body,
exactly.
Eliminating things from your body.
Yeah,
because once you become keto adapted, I mean, nothing feels better.
Yeah, that's actually why I still eat the way I do. I eat the way I do, even during the winter. Like most days, I'm probably still somewhat keto because I'm so used to not eating carbs and sugar. Only because like, luckily, I have, like, good genetics. My dad, you know, like, I probably would never be overweight. But when I was younger, in high school, I ate, like, fast food. I ate McDonald's, Taco Bell, carbs, Doritos, Cheez-Its, sugar, candy.
Yeah.
And although I wasn't overweight, I was super unhealthy. Like, skin was all, like, I had bad skin.
Mm-hmm.
I was always sick. My immune system was shot. Like, I was always tired. I had no like will to do anything. So
shit.
Yeah.
You know?
I was just abusing my body.
That's what happens.
Just abusing my body with food. And the way it felt then and the way I feel now, nothing compares. And that's why I would never go back to eating that way, because not for fear of gaining weight, but just to be healthy. Because I literally felt my body so unhealthy. So now seeing how that felt and seeing how this feels now, that's right there alone is why I would never go back.
100% Because, I mean, I've only been doing it now for a year and a half, 2 years total, because I did like half a year. But yeah, it was like, Jesus, the way I feel from like you said, it's just so, I mean, mix in like actually exercising again.
Yeah.
And being religious in the gym like 5 days a week, like obviously that helps a lot.
Yeah.
But just like the way you feel after a night of just like eating shit, and the day after you just feel horrible.
Yeah.
And that happens now. If like I have like a cheat day or like a cheat weekend or something,
yeah.
Which happens occasionally, but like that Monday or Sunday, like after those like 2 days, it's like, ugh,
yeah.
Like I just don't feel good at all because my body's been so. Used to like the way I've trained it to adapt.
That's the thing. Once your body's so used to something, it's not only is it going to be almost effortless to eat keto. Once you're used to it and you know about all the alternatives, you have help like Marty and myself. Your body's so used to it that you're not even going to. After a while, you're not even going to crave a cheat meal. You're not going to crave those sweets. You're not going to crave the carbs because your body's just going to be so used to it, and the cravings are going to eventually subside. You're not always going to have to use willpower to say no to the cravings, because believe it or not, your willpower runs out. You don't have an infinite supply of willpower.
No.
So you have to remember that too. It's not always going to be, no, I can't do this. I can't. You're just going to be like, I don't want that. I have my keto snack instead. backtrack a little bit. The differences between paleo and keto, I actually get asked that a lot, so that kind of reminded me. The big difference is that paleo doesn't really care if you, the amount of carbs and sugars you have. It's just more so where they're sourced from. So like you can have a bunch of carbs and sugar, but it's where they're sourced from. So if it's grain-free, gluten-free, then you can have it. If it's a carb that's grain-free and gluten-free, then it's considered paleo. It's good to go. For the most part, I'm just kind of sugar, same thing. No processed sugars, no man-made anything. So it's sugar from fruit. Technically, it's all good because it's paleo, which is fine. But that's where keto comes to. That's where keto and paleo kind of butt heads a little bit, because keto is you shouldn't be having it, no matter what type of sugar it is, whether it's sugar from fruit naturally, sugar from processed candy. Unfortunately, your body doesn't differentiate natural sugar and processed sugar. Just goes, there's not one that says, okay, this is processed, okay, this is natural, this is good, this is bad. There's one chute that goes right down, sugar is sugar, gets broken down into a glucose and stored as body fat, causing inflammation. So that's kind of where keto and paleo, they're both very good in their own, but they do butt heads for that reason. Same thing with the carbs. Doesn't matter where the carbs come from on keto, it's just not having those carbs, you know, keeping them under a certain amount, you know. Like even with keto, when I do have the like under 50 grams of net carbs, I still keep them within paleo guidelines. Still gluten free, still grain free, just for health reasons.
Yeah.
The grains and the gluten completely disrupt gut health. So, you know, that's kind of the difference, the big difference between paleo and keto. Now, keto dairy is good to go. Paleo technically dairy is not good. You know, so like I said, paleo and keto are good on their own. But they butt heads with the carbs and sugars. One doesn't want you to have any carbs and sugar, and the other kind of just depends on not so much the number of what your intake for the day is, but where they're coming from, the source.
Yep. Oh, I mean, you nailed everything on that. That's exactly, you know, I feel that's good, because now everyone that's kind of starting out, you kind of have a basis now of what's keto and what's paleo, and if one of those lifestyles, you know, appeal to you, then without a doubt, you know, if you need tips or whatever, feel free to reach out to Mike and me. Because, I mean, we've been doing it for a while, so.
Yeah.
And Mike's been doing it a lot longer than I, so he's our resident expert on here.
Self-proclaimed. Self-proclaimed expert.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I coach people on this stuff. So, like, I do what works for me. But I also, from coaching people, I see what works for other people.
Yep.
You know, like, and that's a good challenge for me because, yeah, I'll put you on keto and I'll transition you smoothly and I'll hold your hand through it. But 2 months down the line, if keto's not working for you, now I have to be like, okay, let's figure out first why it's not working for you, and then what can we do to make you, to help you lose weight,
yep,
that does work for you.
Yep.
So, you know, it's like, that's where I kind of really like click that like keto's not for everybody. Paleo's not for everybody. You know, you have to do what works for your body. And that kind of like really, that's what kind of stuck with me is when I put someone on keto and then they weren't losing weight, you know, and that's when I was like.
No bueno. All right, we're back. Sorry about that, guys. I don't know what happened. Let's expand that too. Good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Cool. So we have a question.
From my wife.
When do you think you turned the corner and you were able to feel good on keto and feel bad eating shit? Great question.
Yeah. When do you think you turned the corner? Turn the corner to go. Well, what was my last question again? Sorry, Ben. You think you turn the corner and you're able to feel good on keto? All right. I would say I turn the corner. I'd say the first month. I'd say after a month, I actually started feeling the benefits of it because I started losing weight too. I mean, because that's a big thing, especially keto, is like you lose weight rapidly, especially at first. So pretty sure I dropped like 14 pounds in the first month. month or something.
Sick.
Yeah, so it's like going from eating like shit for however long I was, you know, mixed in with, you know, just exercising as well. It was, yeah, I'd say the first month, it definitely took me a lot of, like a lot of willpower to stay on it, because it comes down to the keto flu muscle. I felt like shit because my body was adjusting to.
It's hard to like get used to it.
And at that time, you know, I also dove head in at first, so I knew that cheating on any day was not going to be beneficial for me, especially when snorting. So that first month, I was super strict, and obviously, Kelly, you know me, obviously. That first month, the first few months, it drove you insane, especially with how everything, how strict I was with eating. And I definitely, you know, I was counting everything, weighing every last piece of food for the week and meal prepping. And then after that first month, I definitely adapted to it. And then it was kind of smooth sailing from there. And if I did have a like shitty meal, then I would feel the effects of it.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, wow, it's like, so this is what all that crappy food actually does to you.
Yeah,
because if you just only eat crappy food, you're not gonna know how it feels. Really. You know, you're gonna feel crappy, but you're gonna be like, all right, I ate something bad, whatever. But if you continue just eating crappy food, you're not gonna really know how bad it actually affects your body.
Yeah.
Because once you start eating healthy, and even if you start like eating clean or just eating paleo, keto, whatever, after that first, like, you just feel so good, and like you feel clear.
Nothing beats feeling good.
No, and like your mental clarity is good. Your energy levels are through the roof.
Yeah.
I rarely crash now.
Yeah.
You know? But if you eat those shitty meals day in and day out, you hit that afternoon crash, and you're like at like 2 o'clock, you're like, oh, it's like, I just want to go take a nap, you know? And yes, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen to me at all, and it didn't happen to me, but
much
it did, and it did, but it happens, yes, a lot less frequently.
Yeah. And I'd say, for me, it was probably about a month, because I was so used to eating pizza and fast food. I like literally lived off that. So for me, eating cleaner and even just turning my lifestyle around in general was much more difficult than you know, some other people I've seen. Because some people, they don't eat bad, they just eat little things.
Yeah.
You know? So I went from one extreme to another. So mine lasted about a month. You know, I almost went completely backwards at one point, and I was just like, screw it, I'm just going to eat pizza again or like whatever. But I'm really glad I stuck it out, because now I feel the effects of, you know, like I said, like I feel the effects of what I was eating and what I wasn't eating and how it made me feel and how I feel now. So for me, like I kind of turned the corner a month in. And, you know, that's when I realized, like, okay, like food is very powerful. You know, nutrition is very powerful.
Yeah.
Bad and good. Like, nutrition can completely destroy and deteriorate your body, make you feel terrible, and nutrition can completely lift you up and make you the healthiest you've ever been. So, you know, that's when it kind of clicked with me, and I was like, wow, like, you know, this is more than just what I'm putting in my mouth and eating and drinking. It's like, this is everything, you know, everything based on this.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
So that's, yeah, about a month into it.
Awesome. Good question.
Yeah,
good question. What else we got?
Anyone else has any questions, type them down there.
Please let us know. A
couple minutes left. We'll open it up. If anyone has questions. If you have questions and you're watching this on the replay, still pop them down there, because Marty and I go through them afterwards and make sure you guys get answers. So if you do have questions and you're watching this on the replay, comment, because we get notifications from that. We can go in and answer all your questions.
Or DM us.
Yeah,
you know?
Instagram handles are right at the bottom of the bottom corners.
If you don't feel comfortable asking a question in public, feel free to just hit us up on Messenger, Instagram, whatever, you know?
Yeah, we'll be happy to message you back. answer your question. Even if you want to pick our brains, you know, have a keto or paleo conversation, nutrition conversation, whatever, just to learn a little bit, that's it. Just DM, be like, hey, what's up? Saw your video. You know, want to know a little bit more about whatever.
Yeah.
So. All right, so.
The interruption of the video, by the way.
I think that actually
wiped out a lot of things.
It started as a new video.
It did. So.
But it's all good because we moved up the majority of it.
Yeah. And, we're testing out a new thing. Obviously, we have graphics this week, so we're fancy. And we're legit now.
Yeah.
You know?
I love these graphics. This thing is.
Yeah, if you guys have. You guys just, you know, comments about the graphics too.
Feedback. Yeah.
Yeah, any feedback. 100%. Hopefully we sound okay too, because we're doing it from a computer today instead of phone. So, you know, and and then I'll ask one other question for you. What if, like, you just want to do, you don't want to go keto.
Okay.
You don't want to go full keto, but you want to do more of like a low carb. And kind of like still kind of eat like a higher fat somewhat. Like, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, 100%. I don't think that was a good question, actually, because a lot of people are afraid of keto.
Yes. Right.
You can absolutely do low carb, high fat, or low carb, even like moderate to higher fat. You don't have to go crazy with it. Like, I eat a lot of fat every day. That's just, again, that's my body. You know, like, you don't have to be keto necessarily to eat low carb, high fat. Like, in the winter, like, I do low carb paleo, which is pretty much low carb, high fat, without it being full blown keto, because I'm a lot more laid back with my consumption of carbs, like, as far as there is, as long as they're not gluten grains. So, you know, you can do low carb. Or high, you know, you can do low carb and high fat without being necessarily keto.
Yeah. And then, just got another question from Brian, which I'll let you answer. Stop eating sugar over the last 2 weeks and dropped several pounds. Besides continuing to drink water, is there anything I could do to curb some headaches I've been getting? Good question.
Yeah.
And congrats on your weight loss, Brian.
Yeah, definitely. No. Respect. That's awesome.
You're prepping for your wedding, I'm sure.
That's awesome. So. A big thing to kick the cravings, I don't know if you're a coffee drinker, but caffeine is actually good, believe it or not. Not always in an appetite suppressant, which is a big part of the cravings. But I'll be honest, the cravings, I would try to look at some alternatives. Brian personally?
Yeah.
Is he local?
He lives in Cali.
Cali. Okay, so actually that's even better. So go. I would you know, message one of us, Brian, and see like what kind of stores. Like, there's a lot of stores in Cali, especially. I don't know what area.
Sacramento.
Yeah, there's probably so many stores, like little niche stores, like this, like Mission Nutrition in Long Island. There's probably a bunch of them in Cali that can give you some alternatives. So the sweet alternatives that are that don't have sugar, but they'll use a healthier sweetener, not artificial, of course, but like a sugar alcohol or an allulose or a monk fruit or stevia, like those will give you the sense that you're eating something sweet without getting the sugar. So you're not going back on the sugar, but you're sticking to a sugar, sugar-free or limited sugar type of way of eating. And the sugar is a drug, so it is actually addictive. It's addictive, it is. You can look up research studies. They're not my research studies, but there are research studies that show reactions in the human brain. Sugar reacts almost identical in the human brain as the way a cocaine does, which is super
scary.
That's kind of where I was like, I learned that a few years ago, and that's kind of where I was like, holy shit, like that's scary. Because think about it, sugar is an actual drug, but the sugar companies run this entire world, so they're never going to schedule it as a drug because everywhere there's money, there's some sort of company like Coca-Cola behind it, right? So, you know, if you think about it and do the research, it's a drug, which is why you're getting headaches, because you're going through an actual withdrawal. Obviously, it's not as nasty of a withdrawal as a hardcore drug would be, But that's why you're getting headaches, because you're going through a sugar withdrawal, which sucks. But, you know, eating the sweet alternatives are going to give you the sense that you're eating something with sugar in it.
Yeah.
So your body's going to get used to it like that. And win-win for you, because you get something sweet and you stay away from the sugar. So, you know, awesome question. And I would definitely, you know, if you want to message Marty or Art or both of us, you know, between the two of us, we could probably give you 2 pages worth of just healthy alternatives. And I bet you anything you can find in your area in Cali. And you can munch out on those. And you'll be happy. They'll taste good. And you won't have the sugar.
And I guess a few quick suggestions. And I know you just ordered a bunch of no food stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, outside of no foods, you can go with Smart Cakes, which are awesome.
Smart Cakes
are
awesome.
Those are really dope little, like, chocolate cakes.
Yeah.
There's no carbs in them, so it's...
No carbs, no sugar.
Yeah, and they're straight up delicious.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Halo Top's always good.
Fun fact, I ate almost an entire pint of Halo Top. Tested my blood sugar levels.
I'm good.
Didn't budge.
Dope. That's good to know.
I was like, wow.
Now you just gave me an idea for when I go home tonight.
I did not budge. And then there was another time where we did a no waffle.
Okay.
Vanilla Halo Top.
Nice.
No better syrup. It's like waffle a la mode. Same thing. Tested. No
nice.
Budge.
Okay.
So, like, you know, like, that just goes to show you that the ingredients that they no foods uses and Halo Top and sweeteners and stuff, they don't have the effect on blood sugar, you know, which is the real deal.
Yeah, which causes the crash.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, like, that's, if you're eating high sugars and throughout the day, you're just drinking sodas and eating candy all day, you're going to crash because it's not meant to keep you fueled for the entire day, which is, you know, that's a big thing for keto, is that you stay fueled throughout the day because you're now fueling your body on healthy fats rather
which
than
takes so much longer to digest than
and you feel and you
fast.
Feel fuller.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel more full throughout the day and you just feel better overall.
Yeah.
If you can't tell, we're huge advocates of going keto.
Yeah.
So
it's huge.
We're not telling you to do it, but
you should.
It's good. It's good for you. It's good for
it's,
you.
It is, it
yeah.
is. In many, many ways. Not just weight loss too, like so many different ways.
Is that it? No more questions at all?
Don't see anymore. All right,
then.
All right, cool. So we'll wrap it up. We'll let you guys get to your nights and do some research, maybe.
Yep.
If you guys have questions, like we said, message us on Instagram, add us, follow us, look at our stuff. Go ahead and you know, direct message us if you need any suggestions on what kind of healthy alternatives, where to get them. If you're local, if you're not local, we can kind of help you out with it either way. And then. We'll be back next Monday with a whole new topic. And
yeah. If you guys have any suggestions that you want to hear, some topics that you want to hear us talk about, no matter what it is, you know? And I guess we'll leave it with just keep going. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to start something new.
Yeah. And when you it's much easier said than done, but this kind of, like, helped me through literally everything, whether it's nutrition or not. When you face some sort of, like, hardship or adversity, or when you face, like, a speed bump, you know, like the keto flu, like, don't give up.
Yeah.
Right? What I like to do is I like to take adversity and failure, you know, and speed bumps that I hit, brick walls that I come into. I like to take those as learning opportunities because, let's face it, we're humans. I don't care how good you are, what you do, whether it's your job or your nutrition or whatever, you're going to mess up. That's just going to happen. You're going to screw up. You're going to make a mistake. But that's how we learn. It just depends on the outcome of the mistake, how you react to it. You know, if you take failure as like, damn, I failed, I can't, I'm not good at this, I'm going to give up. If you're not going to stick to anything, and you're not going to lose the weight you want to lose, you're not going to be healthy like you want to be healthy. If you take the failure as, okay, like, I failed, it sucks, but what can I do next time to not make the same mistake and not fail? And that's how you get better. That's how you grow. That's how you take the failure and you turn it into an opportunity to learn something new. And the more you learn, better you're going to be at some of that things. So, like, you know, as much as we know about everything, I'm a student of life. Like, I actually love learning because I know so much about all this stuff we're talking about, but I don't know everything because nobody does. So for me, every time I don't know something, I take that as a failure, but I take that failure and I spin it into an opportunity to learn something new. So, you know, just once you hit like a, when you hit some type of failure, stick it out, keep going, hit us up for encouragement. You know, like with the education we're going to be giving you, like we got your backs.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, when I coach my clients, like I don't fail them. I don't fail people. If I fail them, I fail myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I find I go out completely like, I'll go out of the box. Whatever I need to do to help my clients reach their goals, I do.
Yeah.
I don't care what it takes. Like, you know, so like with us helping you, we're not going to fail you. So just remember that next time you face some hardship and you hit a speed bump and you're like kind of discouraged, remember just to stick it out. Don't give up, because once you're over that speed bump, it's so much more worth it than not.
It is. Create your own success.
Yeah. 100%.
You know, create your own success, guys. Because we'll tell you so much, but it's up to you to go out and do it.
Yeah, you're in full control.
Because we can only give you so much information and only give you so much guidance. But if you don't take the guidance or the information that's given to you, you know, use it to your advantage, then, I mean, that's kind of on you.
Yeah,
so,
100%.
You know, so to create your own success and just start something new tomorrow or whenever. But like Mike said, you're going to fail and take it as a learning experience and just get back on the horse and keep going. That's it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, then on that note, we'll wrap it up and see you guys next week. And thank you again for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for sharing.
Yes.
Whoever shares it, whoever is watching the replay.
And thanks to Mission Nutrition again.
Yeah,
for hosting us
Mission
again.
Nutrition. If you guys are local, Long Island, Mission Nutrition, Hicksville, and Huntington Village, two locations. Huge shout out for letting us do it here. We got the background in there, so. And if you're keto and paleo, you'll love either of the stores you go to.
This is your spot.
Yeah.
All right, then, guys. We'll see you next week.
Cool.
Peace.
Later.